Talk. All day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be facing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's the line. Oh, got to be humming. Yes, last night, midnight. The midnight hour probably brought in a lot of phone calls. Let's see what we got. Go right to it.
We ran the ball 14 times. 14 times. When is Doug going to learn? That loss falls squarely on coaching, and that's it. It proves the brains on offense left with DeFilippo and Reich. Doug is nothing more than a figurehead and a lackey for Lurie.
Oh, well, I could also say that the general manager didn't get him a running back. Note, the trading deadline could say that, too.
The new norm. It's time to fire this no talent bum and get somebody in here like Cowher to start kicking some butt.
Fire.
And this is what I got for the Eagles.
Fire the coach. I love it. Come on, man. That's a little bit go too far.
Reality check. The Eagles are not that good. There are no other stories. There's no excuses. The Eagles are not that good.
Well, I don't think anybody said they're that good. I don't think anybody deluded themselves into thinking they were going to go back to the Super Bowl with this team. But the least that I expected was a 9-7 record to win a division to get the playoffs. Is that asking too much?
I am tired of seeing a 3rd and 15 get converted into a first down. Tim Short, I'm done with you. He needs to go bring in a new defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen now, bro. So maybe in the offseason, he gets another job, and they go, Doug, it's time for you to look for another D.C. job somewhere.
Opening drive from the Eagles. I just seen how bad this game was going to turn out. I'm tired of these tired of it. Like, you don't lose to the damn girls. You don't lose to them. I can't believe they got shown up. Ridiculous. I couldn't believe what the hell I was seeing. I don't know who the hell this team is.
All right, I'm going to play the other side of this, okay, because I thought they would lose one game to the Cowboys. I thought it would be in Dallas. So they lost the home game, which makes it imperative they don't lose in Dallas, and then they sweep the rest of their division, and they lose to the teams that they're expected to lose to, and still 9-7 is good enough to win a division, and if they beat the Redskins in the last game of the season, that's the only thing you can hope right now.
Did our team practice for a football game or a pillow fight? I'm ashamed to even call our team champions right now the way they came out in that game. Our defense was as soft as a kitten's belly fur. Oh, you need 15 yards? Here, we'll give you 14.
Yeah. That's reminding me of that Zach Ertz play now. He said, you do the same thing all over. You make the same call all over again. You know what? The play didn't work. You make the same call over again? No, you should have said, no, I call that play again, but maybe with a little more depth this time.
I know Carson's having a great statistical year, but Sanders, he's off. I mean, he throws the earth every play. He got one long ball, tumbles too much, he takes sacks. I'm just exhausted with it. Come on, Carson, get your shit together.
Well, man, his numbers are actually better than they were last year. Now, the one thing you can say is that he hasn't led the team from behind to win a game in the fourth quarter. That's legit.
I made some adjustments to my Christmas list. I scratched off PlayStation 4. I scratched off Red Dead Redemption 2. I scratched off everything else except for a new Eagles offensive line. Santa, because I don't want my quarterback to suffer another catastrophic injury that affects his career.
Would he get mashed up yesterday?
Yeah, he got hit a lot.
Did he?
Yeah, he remember the one play he completed where the guy had his wristband?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The end, the last Ertz play, that throw was off partially because he got hit there too. He was getting hit a lot.
All right. He targeted Ertz 16 times yesterday. But, you know, listen, he caught 14 balls. Aguilar, he targeted 7 times. He targeted Jeffrey 8 times yesterday. That's more than I thought he did. Hit all three targets to Matthews, and he only targeted Golden Tate four times, which is wrong.
Are you serious? Seriously, guys, this is how I had to start my morning. I have to go to work and have a Cowboys fan pull up on me, honking his horn, just to show me his Cowboys hat, having to deal with these ignorant East Coast worst Cowboys fans ever. Thank you so much, guys. I'm really looking forward to this day.
Well, Cowboys fans, I don't know if we didn't let them on or whether they just didn't call. I expected a lot of maggots.
No, they were allowed. Dylan came back and asked if they're allowed. I said, oh, by all means, they won the game. Yeah, they can come on.
Well, you know, they showed some class today, and they didn't blow it.
For me, it's both sides of the ball, at least coaching on both sides of the ball. Jim Schwartz has definitely cost the two games last off, and Doug Peterson doesn't trust his running back. I blame the head coach. I blame Howie Rosen, and I blame Jim Schwartz.
Yeah, well, I think you'd be right blaming all of them.
Schwartz has got to go. I get we got D-back problems, but you know what our biggest problem is? Team. If I see another third and long or fourth and long, let's play the six. Let's give up field position, even if we stop him. He got smoked in the Super Bowl. He's getting smoked all year. Get him out of here.
Let me ask you about that. Is there any not Schwartz specifically, but if they go out and lose to the Saints like we think, and it's bad, let's just say they give up 50 points. They lose 50-17. Is there any chance that any assistant gets fired? Because other teams are starting to fire guys.
If they give up that 50 against the Saints, he might be going to get fired. He might. I mean, listen, I'm Jeffrey Lurie, and I just watch my team get beat by the Cowboys at home, and then they go to New Orleans and they bring up a 50 spot. Yeah, I would say, all right, time.
Well, it's now time to come to grips. We have a lot of stiffs on this team. The coaching staff is full of stiffs. Jeffrey Lurie, it's time to blow it up and start all over and put Howie Roseman and get a real general manager.
Oh, dude, come on. You know, last year you weren't saying that. Sometimes you can be overreactive, and that's one of it.
Great trade. You didn't give up much. And I don't want to hear about how Markelle Fultz is going to progress now that we got Jimmy Butler. The best way to progress is get some splinters on your butt, boy. Let him ride the pond.
He might be traded in the offseason because of this. It's very possible. I don't know what his value would be, but they might just decide to say, you know, we got Butler now. We're going to commit to him for the long term, so let's just work in some other guards that can shoot.
This is Brett Brown here. The first thing I told Jimmy Butler that he was not allowed to yell at Markelle. Markelle is a very sensitive person, and we coddled him to the 10th degree, and it's not going to stop here now that Jimmy Buckets is in town.
That's a great Brett Brown. He's not allowed to criticize Markelle. All right, close it down, bro.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got no beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right,